good man in my list. Yes, I must agree.
And quite a lot by discussing the opinion, in the middle of the first discussion, we were discussing the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We said that mitzvah, the 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 mitzvah, are really two different mitzvahs. We really have to say two different blockers, and then totally against that the Rambam argues. The only reason why the Rambam argues, we only say one blocker, is because only one of the two applies today to Min HaTorah, and the other one is only with the Rabbanan. So the one that's only with the Rabbanan, you don't say blocker. I, but you say blocker on Mikra Megira, which is only with the Rabbanan, say blocker on Brocha Tenor Chanukah, which is only with the Rabbanan, say blocker on and if you have three of us, you're going to the Rabbanan, and if any of you said, no, this is a different kind of a Rabbanan, the week of the Rabbanan is only there for a week. Week plays. So last week, I said it over incorrectly. Last week, I hadn't seen that Rabbanan for quite a few years. So, I was guessing, huh?
Yeah,
I said, based on the Pukim, that by the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the count of days, it says, we don't have the option to say my Sukkot. So I thought that today doesn't apply now too, because we don't give it a credit limit. Whereas the list of the Mini Shabui, the list of the French, Shishis is put up in the heart of the family of Hama, in the beginning of the harvest season. So we have a harvest season with Manasseh also. I thought that I said, you wouldn't say that the list of the Mini Shabui is the right to be Manasseh. And the list of the Mini Yem, you want to do that one. So somebody asked that question, because this is the first 6 days. How can it be? Yeah, they didn't say that in the first 6 days. So I was bothered with that, I looked it up the next day, so that Rabbeinu Yochanan suggested me wrote. He says that the mitzvah of Minnei Yomeh applies Minnei Torah to Zman Hazeh. And the mitzvah of Minnei Shavui, that does not apply Minnei Torah, because the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuot Tisrach Nehapa Chamish Bakamah, is interpreted by the Gemara as not referring to the harvest season, it's referring to the harvesting of the Tzirat Haimah. The Tzirat Haimah was done Leil Tezayin Nisim, but the Lila, when you do the Tzirat Haimah, that's when the Chayiv of Tzirat Haimah begins. I said, that's only the Rabban, because it's referring to Tzirat Haimah, so why should the Mitzvah Min Yemen, either right, where it says in the Shurish, Yem HaVyachan, he said to explain it, apparently he said to discuss it, apparently he assumed that that's just a description of the day. And then it comes out that it's based on a memory, but it's a different interpretation of a memory. The Gemara quotes here in the office, Abayi spoke about this apparent contradiction between the two speaking, that the Pasuk in Parashas Emor speaks about counting the days, this is a condition young. And the Pasuk in Parashas Re speaks about counting the weeks, so the Shavuot is similar, which is it, we count the days, we count the weeks, Abayi does not speak, that we look to it in the Yomi, with the Mitzvah and the Shavuot. So you have to count both. The comes with the Gemara quote, Amemar, that he only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. Why? So according to the Rabbeinu Yochanan, we understand why. Because the man Shavuot is Hamid Bishkayam, the man you're missing when I thought to count the days, and there is no Mitzvah to count the weeks, there's no Mitzvah when I thought, there's no Mitzvah when I thought, there are never Mitzvah for the Shavuot. But the Gemara would have just said, Amemar counted the days and he didn't count the weeks, period. So you can interpret it the way the Rabbeinu Yochanan did. The problem is that the Gemara says, and then Amani Yaimib and Amani Shavuri, and then what gives a handle? Because Omar, Zechel Amigdashi.
That's right.
So that's Zechel Amigdashi. So the regular Vishayim learn shot like this. The Pashas of Vishayim learn, the whole Seer Saima Bitman is there, the Kamri is on with the Rabbanah. Everything is on with the Rabbanah. Because the only time it's in Islam and Altair is when we actually bring the Kamri Aimer. There's one Shayim with Amigdash Kamri, so you're not bringing any Kamri. There's no Chir to bring the Aimer, you don't bring the Aimer. So there's no mitzvah to see a family when I say it is. Yeah, this is only the Rabbanah on Sam. Maina has new, it's only a mitzvah with the Rabbanah. Zechel HaMikdash. So that's enough if you count the days and you don't count the weeks. You don't have to make a Zechel HaMikdash to send the same as it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. That's if you learn like the regular Rishon, but the Rabbanah Yeruchim doesn't learn like this. He learns that Maina counts the days in HaTorah. Because the mitzvah in the Yomi applies, even with Marjain and HaMikdash Kayan, Yom Tazayin Yuchim is Mechayin. And he didn't count the weeks because there's no mitzvah at all. There's none of that. So what does the Gemara say? Oma Zechel HaMikdash? What Zechel HaMikdash? The mitzvah to count the days is a mitzvah in HaTorah. And to count the weeks is not in HaTorah, it's not in the Rabbanah. It doesn't exist at all. So apparently, yes, he doesn't discuss the Gemara. Apparently, he left it without a different year, so he interpreted the Gemara differently. That what's the whole need to count the weeks? Zechel HaMikdash? Maybe all that you don't need is Zechel HaMikdash because you're counting the days. You know, these things should do such a kind of work on them. That's the answer to the question. I said, but how do I get it working backwards? That's why
didn't make sense.
What did he do the first 6 days? He said, no, but the answer is he says Sakira. That the mystery count of days is when I said, mystery count of weeks is only the rubber.
And in the working, you would make, if you skip a day, you would make a broker, because you don't have to have a also. That doesn't depend on one another.
I don't think you heard much about that. Most people came out, all of you showed and don't agree with the Dalai Lama girl. Dalai Lama girl came up and asked it. As you miss the day, then you're not obligated to continue counting at all. So we are cautious with the Baha'i's opinion, only going to get the broker. We need that the broker. So we can have to really don't like the Baha'i. You know, that even if you miss today, you're still obligated to come. Okay, let's see. 2 weeks ago when we were learning Masechet Brachos, so we learned Brachamot. We learned the Mishnah Chav Ches on the days. The Gemara has the Sefer Knesset that the Anshei Knesset Chagdeila instituted all the Mishnah HaBrachos. They're Mishnah and all the Brachos. So how can you ever have an optional Bracha, for example? The Mishnah says in the Gemara that the Bracha that we recited at the conclusion of the Hallel is optional. So the Gemara, from the Gemara, what it says, that not everybody said Sukkot is in every day. So how are you talking? What is it? Where is the talking about Shama Vatish Tava? Where is it introduced by the Anshek Tan Sangal? So not everybody said that Sukkot is in it. Where is the man introduced? What's the Hablach and what's over? But the Echlech, you have to say, the Magen Avraham Tanka says that it was not introduced by the Anshek Tan Sangal, that the Hablach and about Shama and Yishtaba were introduced by the Grandin Lady, was introduced to the Kimita Kamer. And that's why he says you committed to be Mastic in the middle of Bab Shama at the end of Shach and the Bawaj, anything you can be Mastic in the middle. And the Pichadosh and the other parts can disagree with the Rabbi Aharon and say it's not true. You see from the Yishani that they had Yishtabach the Zman of Imar. The Imar talks the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah Saita says that a soldier who's a Balabay, you're not permitted to take him to the army. All of your soldiers in the Israeli army have to be killed. And if that was not true, you kick him out of the army because he won't be killed. He won't have the Siyat to the Shmai to win the war. So the Yishani has it, so the Mishnah has a Machlegi Tatan, why does he only violate the Naveh de Rabbanah? He doesn't violate an Aveir Deraiz, if you throw him out of the army for an Aveir Derabbana. For example, the Meg is one example, he says, Brachel of Atele, which is one of the Rabbanon, and Yisham gives another example, he's not speaking to Yishtabach and Yotiro. I saw that Yishtabach and Yotiro. You see what this man had, Yisham preceded the Babi. Yisham was a few generations before the Babi was written. You see that this man had Yisham, there was such a thing as Yishtabach. There was Yishtabach, so the Pirkharish was discovered in the Bach Shama also. Because Baal Shem is the bracha before and Yishtabah is the bracha after. That's why Meir Yishan said, the bracha is lucha lechavaka. Why Yishtabah says in the game, Baal Pata Hashem, or Kedem Melech Olam, because Baal Shem begins. Baal Pata Hashem, or Kedem Melech Olam, and the beginning of Baal Shem is not really the bracha, we're sitting here. The beginning of Baal Shem, Baal Shem, Baal Shem, Baal Shem, that's the introduction to the bracha. The bracha really begins in the middle when you say, Baal Pata Hashem, or Kedem Melech Olam, that's the beginning of the day. And the beginning is only Azban. Up until Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sure you can be Master. So answering anything, someone says Sha'akal or whatever, of course you can be Master. You didn't begin with Baruch Hu. You say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's the beginning of the Baruch. And that's what the Pichadosh and then Mishkan Sank and many others in between the Pichadosh and Mishkan Sank, they say that against the Magen Avraham, that obviously Baal Shem and Yishtabach were both introduced by the Anshek Nes HaGdola. So how come the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, he hopes? But then he hopes, so how's the opportunity to say Sukkot is in the end of the day? You have to say it. But the answer is not necessarily. All the Marshal, the Gemara says in Erev and Andach Mem, that when you see a pre-Chodosh, it's a new cherry season, and a new potato season, and a new orange season, whatever, the melon came out, but then you say Shehati Yemen. So the Gemara says that that's Shehati Yemen, that you say that you have a pre-Chodosh, is only a shoot. It's optional. If you don't want to say, you don't have to say. What do you mean if you don't want to, you don't have to? Where be a Chachamim, Mestakim, and Adana? If you want Mestakim, there should be a Brachim, not Tola. So the answer is, obviously, that there are Mestakim, sometimes the Brachim, they should. The Mestakim, Baal Shama, Yishtabach, the Mestakim, the Aruch, the clothes of
And
when you sacken it, if you'd like to say another bracha, so we authorize this bracha. You may say. You don't want to say Yohan. Obviously you also. Like how the like Yom HaKippur, there never was a takana. There's a different thing. No, the Gemara doesn't know how
he got excited when he pulled it.
No. Let's say I don't enjoy. Let's say I break up when I eat cherries or oranges. I can't eat oranges. When I see the oranges, I don't get excited about the oranges. I realize that I have chabdalet nachayor. I see that I have lived to see another orange season, another cherry season. The shechianu zamu hagat hazman. Mikra din yitzei shechianu when you see the tree in the street, even if you're not eating it. We have a limit from the days when we show them that we don't say the shechianu until we're about to eat it. But mikra din, the din of the gemara, when you see them selling new fruits, they already say shechianu, because the shechianu is the hizyanu lazman is there, then we have not a left. It's not a year, we live through another year. That's how the Bible goes, right? What the pre-Chadish for the secondary Rosh Hashanah might say to her husband. She said to her husband, so he said, right away, the first day to her. So he said, right away, that's a chlom. But she followed Dina Vigimari. It didn't wait. The second night, Rosh Hashanah held me to her, then you say, Shafiyama, you don't need a pre-Chadish, you don't need a Bekah Chadish. You didn't have any Bekah Chadish. Then the first, he said, Shafiyama, without the Chumah.
But I'm telling you,
you
have to say the whole halal because it's making bracha in the beginning. You want to go there and write it in part of the bracha? Otherwise, the problem is that on the finish before it's the halal.
No,
they
don't say
that everywhere in
Israel. We say the bracha even on the Shredish, when you want to say half the hour.
Okay.
It depends. If you don't say the whole hour on a day, I don't know what you're going to see it so you won't get it in the Israel hour.
But the rest of the
The last bracha is actually the same. And you say it's because of Zimmer, and you say it's about Shaman Yishtab, that has a Bechet Eishu.
I think
Shaman Yishtab is going to be a thing for Hamel. But you need to take the money as well from Shaman Yishtab, and he said, look out, right? Or whatever he says, but then he says, look out, right? Think so. So she needs to have it on Bechet, now that's what she has been on the Bechet. No? Because it's not Shini Dabra Abdeh, it's not from Tilo. And that's why by the Chsim, this is why they said, how do you feel? Because it's also not from Tilo. How do you feel from Dabra Abdeh? If the Iker of the Tzuka is in the Shini Dabra Abdeh, that we're going to fill the Shini with Tzuka, not fill him with a Bracha before, a Bracha after.
There's a Bracha from the Bracha on Shabbos that runs from a well after
the Nazim Seyah. In the
additional... And Shilim also.
And it's been,
are you doing a
blood of Shlomo? Yeah, the additional talk in there, a lot of them they say before. Yeah. Not to be Gnostic in the middle. Yeah, how do you end on Pesach night? How do you end the bracha if you didn't have a Smukha Lechanka? Yeah, that's what Pesach says, the wrong answer. This is some brothers, and there's another mistake, talking about other places, and we have a question about that. The Yishami asked the question, and the problem that they deal with is, what's the answer of the Yishami? How do you deal with it? I don't think they give that suggestion. Anyway, so Nachama, so we have this, the Mishneh and Chav Chesan Rebbe speaks about the Nusach of the Shemesh. The Nusach of the Shemesh, the Shemesh HaTakuri. So the Session Institution of Shemesh, so that we know. And that was composed and touched up by the Ashek Nesach Gdol. Right. And then you have another Nusach of the Shemesh, which will be a bridge version, which is called Me'en Shemesh Esrei. What exactly does it mean, Me'en Shemesh Esrei? It wasn't so common to say Me'en Shemesh Esrei, which more Ashek Nesach. That there was Machlek is Rav Shmuel, what it is. So the Gemara has on the Chas Tes Amar Aleph on the first wide line.
You have the narrow lines and the wide lines and the very wide lines. So you might have them on the wide line, mining instruments, living in the bridge version. So Rav was of the opinion, Menin called Bracha Bracha, you could teach you every Bracha, but you still left with 18, 19 Brachas. And Shmuel says, no, that's just not correct. And he's asking over here like Shmuel. Usually when there's Nachleik is Rav Shmuel, and he said, oh, can we pass like Rav? And we didn't have it, we passed like Shmuel. Of course, if you're Rav, you're saying, because Shmuel was digging. Here, apparently everybody knows, they all knew that Shmuel was right. That's what it's printed in all the Sidurim now. But the main Shmuel Esrei is, you say the first three Brachas of the Shmuel Esrei, and the last three Brachas of the Shmuel Esrei, and when you start out the Chaimer, you give an abridged version of everything from the 13 Brachas in the middle, but not the kind of social ass here. He gives the kiss for everything to go. So that's the abridged version. How come Rav Shmuel, how does this seem? How come Rav didn't know what it was? So the Gemara says because it's improper. The Gemara says, why Allah Abai Aman the Matki have a name? Abai said that it's highly improper to daven have a name. And if you know, if you have been there, you know how to read Hebrew with the Kudus, you know how to daven. So he said, Al Shmanesh. So that's why Rav Shmuel, how the Machlok is, what is it? What does it mean, the Al Shmanesh? So let's talk to the story with this, who composed the Mi'eshman essay on Shekhar Kagdela? That's what they're mistaken for, that it should be said, it should not be said. So how come Rabbi Shmuel, Rab didn't know what it was? What's going on? How come Dr. Zephiel was talking to Shmuel on himself, and Rab never heard it? So he was guessing and he guessed wrong. But the answer was Rabbi Shmuel. My colleague is, Rabbi Shmuel knows what the fact is. He can't say that he had any way to do the either Rab, even the Zephiel, or the Zephiel, or so we assume that Shmuel Joseph is correct, Rabbi is Rabbi Shmuel. So what's going on? They never davened it because like Abai said, Abai came way after Rabbi Shmuel. They finally davened the wrong tradition, you just don't say Abinim. So what would Yashik say to the sacrament for? Not to be said. So that's the Nakhalei Gisafa and what they're in the sacrament for. So the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel says, it's not right to say May Shmanesh. It's not really right. Every day you really need to say the real Shmanesh. So what would they in the sacrament of Shmanesh for? It's only the Shai Tatcha. And the Bishul says, no, it's even Mutter Shalom Shai Tatcha. It's totally optional. If you want to say the long version or the short version, whichever one you choose, you can say either the regular Shmanesh or the Ramanesh Shmanesh. And the key that comes up with his compliment. So Allah Lamaita, how do we pass him? So the place is first, and the top place is Lachal Tess and I live, we really pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. Because Abai light Allah Abai Man, the Matzah we have a name. Abai said it's not Kappa, only Bishat HaTchad Gadol, like the Gemara says, this is close, and he says in the first paragraph, that Mercy was one traveling in the back of the Sandav Gimel. That Mercy was one traveling on a road, and he met Eliyahu and he said, why don't you down and have a name? He said it was a big Shat HaTchad Gadol, and Mishnah Berurah says, Achayle, that he's so sick, he can come from standing, he barely speaks. So then you tell him that he should daven the Yeshmanes. Only the Shat HaTchad Gadol, then we allow. So in other words, the words, clearly, the words of the Chalat HaShik Nesak Zera, they compose a short version of the Shmanes. And there was a Machlok HaTanaim, what was the nature of this Takana? Was it a Takana that is totally optional if you want to go on the daven the Yeshmanes? No, only the Shat HaTchad Gadol, or like Rabbi Akiva says, it is compromised. So we talk to Allah like Abai, he says, what's Rabbi Amir? Only the Shas HaTchagol. So that's why Rav had never heard it. Rav never said, he never knew the answer. He never knew what it was. So he just spoke. And we assume in our figure, we assume Allah like Shmuel. And Shmuel, no, he's in the Shmuel. You're so good today. Rabbi Shmuel also has him in the answer. No, there are seconds to all the words. If he wants, he can say this. If he wants, he can say that. Some people have less time, they like to daven longer, so they should say the long version. Other people don't have you do. So we daven the short version of the Shmanes. We don't talk like Rabbi Shmuel. We talk in days of unionized Rabbi Namur. They're only the Shas HaTchad Gadol. The one that's talking such a list of the short Shmanes is only the Shas HaTchad Gadol. That's what we got up to that dinner. Right, Allah, by Mother Maxi Avenin. I think that's as far as we go. And what gives you the abridged version of the Avinenu? Every brachim, the Gemara takes out the key phrase, the essence of the brachim. Let me get up to the next one. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Is that the eighth line or so into the wide line? Rav Nachman quotes the name of Shmuel the following thing. Oh, Shana Kuba, Mishpala Lodam, Avinenu. You can daven Avinenu whenever you want. The market is playing, the market is playing. Hey, if you're like rubbing on the, if you only got a happy name, or if it's Bishat HaTchad Gadol, if you're a chayla, and you just don't have chayla. Or let's say some people, they can't pronounce Hebrew. It takes them an hour to shuva, a gear or something. It's so hard for them, it takes them an hour to say the Shmanes. Not for me, it takes an hour. they didn't have an Eidah. They don't know how to, another year or two, when they learn how to read Hebrew faster. So then I'll graduate, and I'll say, you're graduating on essay? And Carl's mind that it takes them so long to say, but let them say, have an Eidah, so sharp a cock. They don't have so much time. So Shmuel is quoted as saying, we allow you to say Avinei Mo comes up in Yom Rav Shabbat Karka, comes up in Shabbat Kiddush, Rav Shabbat Karka. Whenever you can say Avinei, that's only good all year long. Chutz, in Matzai Shabbos, in Matzai Yom, in Tzayzim, whenever you have to say Havdolah, when you have to say Atzachanan Tonu, you cannot say Avinei. If they should talk about Havdolah and Radad, and you cannot say Havdolah in the middle of Avinei. There's nothing printed there. In the Nusach HaVinenu, there's nothing printed to insert Karat HaVinenu. Fake the Gemara Akashis, so what's the problem? Why don't we allow the person to say HaVinenu on the Shabbos in the following fashion? And you say HaVinenu, have to be the first three brachas and the rest of the brachas of the Shmonesa. And HaVinenu is an abridged version of the little 13 brachas. It used to be 12 in the middle. And the team beginning to end, you have added up to 18, and then on the other end, well, I'm not seeing them, that's the simple reason we know. But then you have 13 brachas in the middle, and you have 3 in the beginning, 3 in the end, is 19 brachas. So the Gemara Akasha, what's the problem? Not give a Rav Shmuel, you have to say anyway the first 3 brachas. But before you start saying Havi Neighbor, say a separate bracha for Havdalah, for Hamad and Kodesh Bachal, and then you say the good version of the 13 brachas in the middle. But the Rav Shmuel, remember, brother, this may ask law, why can't you say Havinenu, and Dimkoi and Havdala, you'll say a separate brother. We like Tanan, we have a Mishnah, there is a Shitas HaTanayim, Rav Akiva in there, there is a Machlokes Lekam, Alam Gimel, there is a Machlokes HaTanayim, when do you say Havdala? Well, the Shitas opinion is that, well, you're wrong, I'm a Tzai Shabbos, when you say Havdala, then you say a separate brother. The Mishnah has 3 opinions here. So we talk like the first thing, Havdalah b'chayin and Adas. You include Havdalah in the middle of Atachayin and Adam Das. The middle of that rock. We're going to discuss that soon. What does that mean in the middle? Rav Akiva's opinion is not a separate bracha. Bracha ma'al bin Yisrael v'shachol. You have to have a separate bracha. Just like the Kaddish HaShabbos and the Kaddish Yisrael HaAznanim. There's a bracha on Kiddush HaSayyar. So Havdalah should have a bracha. Just like by Kiddush, you can include the Kaddish HaShabbos. Kiddush HaRayai. So Kiddush between the same Kaddish HaShabbos. Then the Gemara has the Mishnah, and the third thing, you have Lezer Adam Bahaydor. So when you say maybe, Mechaman Achmulov, so instead of saying Zala Nisim, so you would have normally said Zala Nisim Hanigan Purim, that's when you insert the drop of Havdol. So for the three sheikahs, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara now asks, alright, all year long, when you have an option, when a person is davening a regular Shmanetri, on the last night, on the Tzoyantim, on Tzoy Shabbos, so you have, you can either do like this Tanakama like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Lezer, then you pass like Tanakama. But if you're saying Havinenu, so then you can't say Havdalah B'chayin and Adas, you can't insert it. There is no Bracha B'chayin and Adas. But then since you can't follow the Shitas Hachamim, so follow Rabbi Akiva Shitas. Say if it's a Bracha Reviyas, it's not Asma. But that's what he has in time. Why don't we allow you to say Havinenu on the Tzoy Shabbos? The name of Bracha Revi is Bifnei Asma. He writes an hour, and you see the Mishnah of Bikimana, and Bracha Revi is Bifnei Asma, and there's a Bracha Revi, there's a Bracha Revi says by Moedim, so why not follow Rav Akiva here? Normally you don't follow Rav Akiva because the Chacham and Shita is better. And then you can't follow the Chacham, so do like Rav Akiva. So the Gemara says no, and for the Gemara, but we have voted Rav Akiva, the Shita is totally rejected. We assume that he made a mistake, that Dasha Kness Amdala was not mistaken. To say a separate Bracha in the Shema Nei Tzabar Hamad in the Kodesh Chol. That's my son, Sam Chassim. So that's the thing where I said, that Kash is Mishki Kash. Also, Kol HaShan HaKuru Ami Adil Kereb Akiva Dasha Nam Nebet. Why should we follow Rabbi Kiva? We don't follow him when you say a Lo Shman Esri. Why should we follow him when you say a Sot Shman Esri? Kol HaShan HaKuru Ami Time Ami Adil Kereb Akiva. How come he was that loaded all year long? Ah, you can argue the point and say, look, when you dive in a regular Shman option to do that Kereb Akiva like the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan Shita is better than Rabbi Kiva. It's better. When you say Havinenu, so you have no choice, you can't do like the Chachamim. So then the Rav Akiva says, no, Tanashayla is better, which Shita is better. outvoted. Rabbi Akiva is absolutely outvoted. Why? Because we were learning on our doubt that the Anshek Nesus and Gerner who are Mitzak and all of them is called Tatsila. And all the brothers, the Gemara Groshen and the Bryce and the Gila Raz, that there are 124 coming to the end of the week. We mentioned that Abchaim Alojim writes in the Nefesh HaChaim that that's the crucial line. But the end coming again, they had the Zim amongst them, who had the Kayach and the Vuhas and in the Sakim and Nisa Chatsur and Nisa Chabrocha, that should apply to daily. That should apply to all people all over the world throughout all the generations. Some Achachim wouldn't be able to compose that. And the Gemara has an adat that when they were composing the Nisqor Tatsilor, they felt that they had to have a precedent in Tanakh for such a Nisqor Tatsilor. Last time we're going to decide how many needs mankind has, and we're going to compose the Nisqor Tatsilor. You can include many Tzorachim together, and if you want, you can separate them. So how is one to determine what to combine together? So the Gemara says they looked into Nizim, looked into Tanakh, and they saw what's up in the Ruah, they saw what's considered a normal tefillah. So there's a precedent for a tefillah with 7 brachas, a precedent for a tefillah with 9 brachas, there's a precedent for a tefillah with 18 brachas, with 19 brachas, with 24 brachas on the Tainus, you have the 18 with the 6, and there's not precedent for 10, there's not precedent for 20. So that's why we don't follow Rabbi Akiva. That's what he wants, if he was outvoted. Not that the Chacham Sheet is better than Rabbi Akiva if you have a Breira, and if you have no Breira and say you have a Nina, then you'll follow Rabbi Akiva. No! Rabbi Akiva Sheet was outvoted. The Gemara says, oh, I'm trying to call my time away, I've been a Rabbi Akiva, how come you want me don't follow Rabbi Akiva? Because we see our time, they say, Tikkun, the Chacham is one Misakin and Misakin, see what they came brought us. Or the Teshnei Lotikon, they will never miss out on that Shimon Esrei Asira with 19 brothers. Later on they changed it. They decided that 19 is good, but then it would be 20. That we've got to have a blocker of Israel, then it would be 20. And 20 was not precedent for. So just like all year long, we never follow Rabbi Akiva when we say the Lom Shimon Esrei. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva because there is no Mokiv in Tanakh. Or Hanani, if you want a Dar Hanani, which has the first 3 brothers of the Shimon Esrei from the next week. A lot of brothers in the middle that combines the Kitzurah over 13, if you're going to have those 7, 3 and 3 and 1 done out on another one of Hatzavah, so it's going to come out to be 8, there's no Mokar in Tanakh, no Tzavah in the first season with 8 brothers. Hachanani in the Mokar says, I'm a Toy Shabbos, if you say Havidenu, the Sheva Tikkun, Tavni, Roy Tikkun, there's only a Takonis on Sheikh Nesagrela, based on a Mokar in Tanakh for a Tzavah with 7 brothers. And there's no Mokav that's filled with 8 brothers. So the Gemara says, I'm Kash and Mishkan Kash. Shmuel was quoted by Rav Nachman saying that I'm a Tzoy Shabbos, he cannot say Havidenu, because he can't say Havdol. So the Gemara asked the Kash, why not follow Rav Kiva? He says, oh, follow Rav Kiva, don't pass like Rav Kiva. Why don't you pass me against Rav Kiva? But the Gemara asked a different Kash now, Frey the Gemara. Maski from Mazut, you're still a Kash, we don't understand Shmuel's din. The Nechla lo Nechla, what's the problem? Havidenu, Hashem, Akeinu, Hamalt, and the Kaddish Mechol. And then we go right there. So the Gemara says, that's a good kashen. A good kashen.
Who should remove those eggs because you would like some loads and you should pay them and I do it. Then you wouldn't have to include an extra walker.
Yeah.
You would have to put an extra walker, but if you do like some loads, then you wouldn't have to include
an extra walker. I would have to knew that there's a against the blazer, yes. There's a Zoytik Paskin against the blazer that they knew, but they didn't think that there's a Zoytik Paskin against the blazer. It just said the summer we follow the Chachamim because they're rabbi. But if you can't follow the Chachamim, then you could follow them too. But then you can't follow them. To say Abedinu on the time of Sibu.
No.
You should not be able to say it because you can't say it.
Why didn't you say also by time of Sibu?
Interesting thought. I don't know.
I think this question went on pretty long, maybe in another brother.
I don't know.
What is
the forgotten about the Havdalah? You say Havdalah Lakar. Right, that's the one later. But still, there was a Takara San Sheikh that said, they have Havdalah Betzina and Havdalah Lakar. So he's going to say Havinenu, and this
Shmuel was quoted by Rav Nachman saying that there's no way to incorporate Havdalah into Avinenu. So we come down, but you're not yet to the Takana San Shek Nesu. If you have an Eder, you can't say Amenu, so you don't say Amenu. You don't say Amenu. Eder Amenu. Amenu is just an elongation of the Bracha Shinei Tfila. It's just an Arich and Bracha. So you said it's a Kippah.
You don't want to say Shmuel, you can say the Bracha. You wouldn't say those. You want to say the
Bracha. I don't think so. I don't think so. Yama Biyabra is good because it's David say. The last three brothers, right? So the last three have the same tax. We don't abridge. So the Yama Biyabra you do say. But Anenu, that's his kasha. Anenu is in the middle. I don't know, I think Anenu is just an elongation of the Nusach HaBracha. It's just an Alikha Dram. Tadarabha, Havinenu is a Mehain. So you're abridging, so you're abridging, you make the kids a minute. So you need that, all Anenu. Anenu just means we keep on asking the Rabbana Shom to enter our prayers. It's the next person that you have to get. Ask you to enter our prayers. So we said, an enter our prayers. So we said, we get the kids. So you answer the Anenu by then. But the Abdullah, that's the problem.
Soon you have an emergency with first Shabbos. And you can't take one answer. You say, well, that's why Shem was helping. I'm not different because of hope. Shem Rockland.
That's a Machlokes so HaRishonim, when you have to let the person have to do Malacha before he has a chance to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, we have a Shabbos in a Tzedakah Ma'amim and Tzedakah Ma'amim. So the Ran on the Rish quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim, they're going, and the Rishonim goes and says, which Shem Ma'amim to look at? From this topic, we leave out the Shem
Ma'amim.
Let's say I'm a Tzedakah Shabbos with Yontes, because the women were preparing before you come, so they're supposed to say, you have to wait for the rest of the Tzedakah Ma'amim. And that's Tzedakah Ma'amim and Tzedakah Ma'amim before they begin to prepare anything for Yom Tov. Because if the come home and say Havdalah, Bracha Ma'amim Kodesh B'Kodesh, they get ready to prepare all the food. So the wife has to say, she can't say God's not one, but that's on a weekday. That's not one is only for a weekday. So she should say Bracha Ma'amim Kodesh B'Kodesh, the weekday in the morning.
But
was
that just
the woman
who
meant to say the same? And then usually the woman is as soon as she's done, Adam. So she said that's 88. So she won't have to say Bracha Ma'amim. If you're not from the doctor, then to say that, I'm not going to tell you, okay? So one's right over here, let's begin halacha l'maaseh. Shmuel said it in, that you cannot, even when a person is allowed to say, Avinenu b'shat ha'chak, he doesn't feel well, he's like, I'll chill, whatever, he can't say, takes him too long to say the word in Hebrew, so we allow you to say, Avinenu, but not, I'm going to say Shabbat, and not, I'm going to say Yonzit, because you cannot say Havdalah. And the Gemara has a question, why not? Yeah, the Ra'an there in the end of Shabbos, on that Gemara, and call Kislev HaKodesh, quotes from Machlokes, whether this Bracha, Bracha Ma'amim Kodesh B'Kodesh, which Shem Ma'amim to without. So we still think we say Tavit Bracha Ma'amim, so you say without Shem Ma'amim. Because of Machlokes HaRishon. The Gemara always has belief Shem Ma'amim. Gemara has Shachyanu and everything. But it's always understood, it's with the Eilat, that it's with Shem Ma'amim. The mission in the end, the last Terek and Bracha, it's with Shem Rosh Hashanah doesn't appear in the Gemara, that's the problem. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, just in the Medrash. So that's why generally assumed that you don't say Shem Ma'amim, because the Rosh, in the beginning of Kedushas, quotes from the Gemara, but they compose the whole new Ruach HaBracha, when a boy gets married, and after the Tiyat Mitzvah, and he finds that his wife is a Sfuga, so he says the whole Ruach HaBracha, which doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. So the Rosh questions whether that's correct or not. What's right? You have to say a bracha that was never composed, no remnant at all. The Gaonim invented it, they composed their own bracha. So the Rosh is not ours, and it should be a bracha. Well, that's all. You have no right to compose your own bracha. Whatever was not composed by Rosh Hashanah, it is not proper. That's why it's a shayla on Hanais and Ayaz Kach. The two approaches. The bracha Hanais and Ayaz Kach in the morning doesn't appear in the Gemara and bracha. That was composed later. So that's why many Tafir don't say it. Or the other bracha, and the Kaddish Shimcha and the Rabbi.
Yeah.
That's the Shimcha, because it doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. It's many times that it was composed after the Ashek Nes Abdelba. Others say no, it was composed after the Ashek Nes Abdelba. That's how Bach Shimcha doesn't appear. So the Rav Ram says it was composed after. And the Kaddish Shimcha says, every bracha that they used to say, state in the Gemara. Why? They used to say about that. So it doesn't have to be a statement anymore.
You
and Eden. No, we know it's composed later. So it's giving you a historical, we know it's composed later. So that's why many were opposed to saying this. That's the shayla. You might have said it brought in your Eden, because it was clearly not composed by the Anshuk Nesanda. That's the shayla by Baruch. She's not around in the Anshuk Nesanda. If the only marker is in the Medrash, so the question is, who wrote the Medrash? Who wrote that? The Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah. The Bereishis Rabbah is supposed to be older than the Medrash. The Rabbah is supposed to be from the Sukkot Tamarim. That the Bereishis Rabbah quotes that Shaloshin of the Bracha, so the Dunga Bank says, obviously, the Amaron knew what they were doing, so you should say the Shem HaMachos. They knew very much about the tradition that is proposed by the Ashik Tes HaGdei. That's what the Gra holds, that you should say with Shem HaMachos. And everybody else usually assumes that you say, with Shem HaMachos, because we're Chayshish, that maybe it was composed after the Ashik Tes HaGdei wrote. That's the whole thing.
Composed,
it was
composed
of When the Reform movement started 150 years ago, whenever in Germany, so one of the first things they did was that they translated the Tzila and the people were davening in German. And they said, because the Mishnah says that Tzila and the Medrash are Chaloshim, we can be able to Tzila and translation. So all of them were opposed to that change. And they all gave different reasons why. So some Pfeiffer wrote, and Rabban Zalman Margolius wrote, and other Gdolim wrote. They wrote different reasons why they were opposed to davening and translation. But they're opposed to the whole change. The change that everybody should officially change instead of davening in davening in German, that they have various reasons why they're opposed. But Mika Adin, Allah says that you can, on a private basis, you can be used to davening in translation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, well, Moses is a translation of Moshe. Moshe is Moshe. There's no translation. Moshe is Moshe. So Hashem is also. What do you mean the Lord? The Lord is a translation. And Vayomer Hashem. Why is the Lord a translation? It's not a translation. A name can be translated. If you have a noun or a verb, a word can be translated. But a proper noun, a person's name, or the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't lend itself to translation. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, he says. But then the Chokmah Chagan then says, you say Kriya Shema in translation, so the Shemus you have to say in the original. You can say Shema Esh in translation, but the Shemus you have to say in the original. So it's very complicated.
That's why
you say you can translate? Yeah. But you have to drop it already in the
original.
Yeah. What do you want to say? Yeah.
If you have to, like you said, we've got a very kind of argument.
Just like we stick it into the Shemona Esrei. That's just the Tavzol when we're talking to insert Tavzol into the Shemona Esrei. So that same Tavzol, they have two forms of the Shemona Esrei, one form and a short form. And then they have another Tavzol to insert Tavzol in the middle of the Bracha or Bat HaChayinim. So when you say the short form, to insert Tavzol in Bat HaChayinim. It's not just the same Tavzol. Right, so that's Mazutra's Kashi, we have to figure out what the answer is. That's Mazutra's Kashi against Shmuel. What's the problem? Why can't one say, having a normal Peshaz and Peshaz and the Sakana Sanchez and Sakadeva, they can insert Havdolah into the Brach of Atachainen, do that over here also, in the Havinei. What's the problem? So the Gemara doesn't say, to Yuchta. The Gemara says Kashi. The Rashba quotes from the guy, in the tradition, and whenever the Gemara says to you, so neither is object rest, it's wrong. But I mean, this Kashin means a good, the Kashin is a good terrorist. So I mean, Kashin means, if you have a good Kashin, is a good terrorist, and we do pass from like Shmuel, stay. Shmuel's been stayed. That's what most of the Rishon hold. Shmuel did stay. The Rashba says, yeah, that's so far. We just got to the two dots, that's the Kashin. Then the Rashba says, read the next line. Get the next line, we reject Shmuel. What is the next? Amar Adidi Barabai. Kol Hashona Kula. All year long. Nisalon Mabinenu, you are allowed to say Abinenu if you're a friend, you're a boy, whatever. But they all have to be sure that you can only say the short form, along with Mishalkan Chazor, whatever. You're allowed to say Abinenu Chutz. That's only in the summertime. Chutz, we might have Shaman, but in the wintertime, when you have to say the same Talamat, then you can't. Yes, the Tachwan Hashem and the Bechas Hashem. And we're going to discuss that earlier. So the Rashba claims, when you get to the end of Maskif Lo Mazutra, on the third very wide line, Maskif Lo Mazutra, I have cash against Shmuel. How can Shmuel say? If you have, rather say, have a name on the Kari Shabbos, so you won't be able to insert Havdalah. What's the problem? Insert Havdalah at the same place where you say Shmuel, insert Havdalah. So you might have cash, but didn't say to you, so what does it mean? That Shmuel won't be able to survive. Well, they don't take care of themselves, give an answer like that, you lose your power. But then you read the next line, the Rajva says, next line he says, and he don't ask much more. And then he says, Kol Hashana Kula, Mishpallah Mabinenu, Shudan, Kula Matari Shabbos. That's how the Rajva reads it. The other Mishael says, what are you talking about? No! He means summer versus winter, just like the first Shmuel said. Weekdays versus Matari Shabbos. When he's saying summer versus winter, they don't mean that he disagrees. Yeah, it doesn't mean that he disagrees. But the Rashba claims nothing, so the Rashba holds halacha l'maaseh that we don't pass to like Shmuel. That you can say Havinei even on a Tzai Shabbos, and even insert the Havdalah, the little Kanadah. Aye, but how can that be? You can't say Havinei, what was the Rashba's market that we don't pass to like Shmuel? So the next one goes on. That you can't say Havinei all winter long. Whenever you have to say the same Talamat, you can't say Havinei. But how come in the winter time, why can't you insert the same Talamat just like the Rajbo passes on record that you insert Havdalah, but insert the same Talamat? So he says the Gemara is like Kashi, the Gemara is the next line of the Gemara.
So he's
the first of
the
four taking Gibus Latvida. Yes, sir. The Gemara, yes, to everything. He was not just like Mazutra. What's the problem? The same Mazutra who didn't like Shmuel, that's like Abidu Dabai. So Aviva Babai says he can't still have a name in the winter time because you have to say the same Talamata and you can't be yet without the same Talamata. So Mazutra says, what's the problem? That's just the same Talamata comes to the same Talamata in the middle of Dorach Aleinu to carry over the Takanat Abinenu. The Michlomo Michlal included in the following. And that's Leinu, the Le'oys, that's the same Talamata. And the Gemara, no, you're going to get all confused. What's the good thing? It's a short Mitzvahina, a long Yeshua, so you don't get confused. You say Baruch Aleinu, even if you forget to say Tan Talmata, you will probably remind yourself before you get to before Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
It's a long, but in Abinenu, if you're right, you already missed the prophet's part, so it's too dangerous. Say Makashi, Rachi, if so, Abaruch Aleinu, not me, I'll see you in the true day.
But you
only say
one
word. You're going to
get mixed up
and
saying
seven times. Yeah. Seven times.
And more so. More so.
So what was the Gemara Kashin?
You should
not be Kashin. Good.
So that's like
you say. Just like we don't allow you to say the same Havdalah and Havdalah. So you shouldn't allow him to say Havdalah. Havdalah.
Yeah.
So let's show we tap it all around.
Yeah.
Wait. So we talk it all out, so what's wrong? Wait. So the Rajbah says, no! The Rajbah says, that's how you read the Gemara. The second Mandamber, Abidi Barabai, disagreed with Shmuel. He says, Kol HaShanakol, literally, all year long, Matzoi Shabbos, and weekdays, you can always say Habinenu. And you can say Havdolah in Habinenu. You may say Havdolah against Shmuel, you may say Havdolah. But you may not say Habinenu in the wintertime because there's a problem St. Thomas. We want to say, think I'm not the rest of the top, why don't you just refer to because you're the rest of the top? How are you going to get the Thomas with? How do I want to say Shabbos? That's the noise kasha. Ihachi, why do you, Rabbi, by disagree with Shmuel? Shmuel is going to be left. Ihachi, I've got to look at that. Now we also make sure you're going to get all confused. Everything might know. Awesome, and Kevin, I see the Tchilat twice, the Abdullah comes in the very first bracket. First, get the first three brackets in the Shmaya, so they're not going to get confused. And he says, Hashem HaKadosh, always the same. Then he starts having name, Hashem HaKim, Hadas, the Rachecha. The opening line, Hamdain, he says, Hamdain, Hashem HaKim, Hamad, the Mekadosh, the Hadas, the Rachecha. You first, you're very beginning, because you're not going to make a mistake in the beginning, the Gemara says. Everything in my house, regarding Abdullah, came to ask you. Since Abdullah comes to Tchilat twice in the very opening line, Abinayin alone mitzvah. You will not get confused. Abrahacha, regarding the same fall of matter, that's not in the middle of the Abinayin. That's the sixth brachin, no? The sixth brachin of Shemana Esrei is Baruch Alei Nechaz Hashem. Kevin, the answer to the sixth brachin then comes in the middle of the 13th brachin, mitzvah. So that's how the Rajbo, he's digging out, he says that Bidi Barabai disagrees with Shmuel, and he helps call Hashem Kulu, you can say Abinayin, including Nefer Shabbos. And that's exactly what the Gemara was explaining, why there's a problem by the same Palamata. We don't allow you to insert that. We do allow him to insert Abdullah. And then the Rashi has to explain, but all the other Rishonim don't agree with him. All the other Rishonim do not take Rabibi Barabai so literally. Kol Hashanah Kula means even including Matai Shah. Then we know all the Paskim of Shulchan Aruch. They talk to like Shmuel's Nanya, because it said Kasha didn't take the Yusuf, because they talk to like Shmuel, and they talk to like Rabibi Barabai. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? He hockey Abdullah Bukhar Abbas Nami also the truth. That was the Kasha. But the guy's next playing. The Gemara's Kasha was, you have to be a 30-day opening the Gemara. The later Amoraim were commenting on the shackle of the Tanya of the earlier Amoraim. The one asking that Kasha, here it's blue and here it's white. Not a Kasha Lapa Mazim. Just asking, what was the whole circle in the earlier generation? There was a circle regarding Abdullah and Abinayim. So Shmuel said, you can't go. You can't say Havinein on the first Shabbos because you can't say Havdolah. So as Mazutri asked the Kasha, what's the problem? Why not include Havdolah in the middle of Havinein? So the Amaroi in the Chachme HaTalmud said Kasha. So I was in a Kasha, but it's not a Tiyus. There's a Parasan. So we're not going to discuss the Parasan now. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, what was the big problem? Why didn't they just give us a fish? That's what the truth is. Fasting. Such a simple explanation. Rabbi the Rabbi says right off the bat like that. You cannot say Habinenu in the winter time because you got to say the same kind of mother. That's the truth. Exactly. So what was that? Because they had to go fishing for a reason, and we still don't know how to answer what the reason is. Why you can't say Habinenu on the Tei Shabbos? And the Rashi would even pass it against it. You can't say Habinenu. That's the one just the answer to the truth. Exactly. That was the most kashy from the shackle of the Tai. You see that they didn't think of such a smart should go after the truth. Mark says, no, because there's not so glad. And there's an opening line, you're going to make a mistake. In the middle, if you have to say the same time up in the middle, in the sixth bracha, that's in the middle of the Habinayim, there is a hashash of truth. And the first line, you can't say after the truth, and there must be a different reason which we're not going to tell you. So let's talk of the reason. So let's talk of the reason. But that's what they left for the Habinayim. That's what the Rajbuk says that whenever it says Kashi, then it says to you, there's a machlok mentioned in the Raj family in Cheskes Abbatim. Kodot HaMachlok is HaMashem. Some HaShem say that Kashi is the same as the Yemen. And whenever the Gemara says Kashi, it means not the fact that we don't fast. Not yet. But we usually assume, like the tradition from Israel, that Kashi is not the same as the Yemen. Yemen means not the fact we don't accept it. Allah and Kashi means, if a Kashi is a terrorist, then we're not going to discuss that. So let's talk about the terrorist. So we have been here, and it's up, and we're with, how does a famous terrorist, the discus they offer this, they apply, they explain everything. So we have been here, and it says over here like this. But if you have to pay attention, this is a shadow whether he's right or not. Not so push. When you say Habinenu, what are you saying, like, Ein Shmoneh Esrei? What are you doing? You are bridging the Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to take the tamsis of every bracha. So what do you say again? The first bracha is al tachan, you say, Avnei Hashem Kenan Zazurachecha. Then you say the next bracha is about Shuvah, Omer Lutnu Abeinu Liyarachach. Next bracha is Kapara Slicha, the Slicha Chlamo. The next bracha is Gulam Yiz Gulam. Every bracha gives a tamsis. What's the story with al tachan and Yadam Da'at, and Malam Alayinish Bimot? Then you say, Atachan Alfano, Umar Ha'aracha. What's the story with Abdoma? Abdoma is an insert. Let's take a watch. When you say Yalu Yavai on the Shchedesh HaChalamoi in the middle of the Birchus HaGolima. So Yalu Yavai blends into the Bracha of Rishay. Not really. It doesn't blend in. It's a separate character. It doesn't blend in. That's why we insert the Alvina, but here we don't insert it somewhere else. Yeah, but they say it, we're asking the Rabbanu Shalom to give us that Tanakh Mishkanah for the Tzir. Then we say, Alvina, the idea is the name of it. We have to mention also Zichron, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, yes. But we don't really speak about Korbanos over here in the middle. How do the Shaykhs with the Korbanos? So Yalviyav is really an insert. So that's the Shaila. But what about the same column also? The same column also is not an insert. It's a Baruch Aleinu Hashem Kino Sashana Zeris coming into Rosh Hashanah. That's an essential element of the Baruch itself. In the winter time when you say the same column also, it's not an insert in the middle of the Baruch. It's not something like that. In the winter time, that's what that Baruch is all about. It's just the energy from the Bakosh for the rain. What's the story with Abdullah? When you say Atta Chayin Anton, I'm a story, Shabbos. Is that the Rabbah Chayin Anton? And Jokha Chayin Anton? Well, so the Mother Abraham quotes in Hilchos, that's why Shabbos. You have in Hilchos Shabbos, that whole Malachas. If the Simon Shin is, I think, the Dinim of Adam Alta. And then Shinah, if you go with the Malachas, it goes by Shinah, and then you go with the Malachas, so Shinah is Tessa. And before the automatic, you go back, so you have the Mayrib, and you have Minchid, and you have Shayashid is there, you have the Reish Tadei, you have the Kriya, and the Shaf is Minchid, you have all the Dinim, everything about the Malachas, so you have to go with Finishing. So there, by Hilchus, the Mertzoy Shabbos, around Reish Tadei, Zion, or something like that, the Hilchus Shabbos, and Morgan Avram has a Machlekes HaFlemin. I remember the Rebbe once preparing a Yom Tashir on this, which he never delivered. That's in class, he just mentioned what he was going to talk about, but he never got to speak about. So one is, I don't know what he was going to say. But he told us he was going to discuss this Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlekes from the Fach and from Avraham, from the Lagush. Do you start Atachan or Adam Da'at and Malana Ben Ishbin, Atachan and Tomer and Marek HaRasecha? Or do you start, after you say Hakel HaKadosh, you start right away, Atachan and Tomer and Marek HaRasecha? So the Magen Avraham quotes Machlekes, and the Magen Avraham says in the meaning of Olam is that you say both. It's Atachan or Adam Da'at, and it's Atachan and Tomer. Then he has, the Magen Avraham has a further Machlekes. Achorayim, but this we don't even, we don't look in the Machta Shekel, that you don't even know what the Magen Avraham is talking about.
Wow!
He has a further Machlekes. He says the same thing twice. Atachan or Adam Da'at, Mulan, when he's been a Chalein, he's a Gaya, Bila, Vahat, Kala, Atachan, Atom, and Mulan, and then he says, Atreik, and Mulan, and he's a Gaya, Bila, Vahat, Vahat, Atachan, Atom, and Mulan, and no! What can you say? The exact same thing twice. And then he's a Gaya, Bila, Vahat, Atachan, Atom, and Mulan, 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 and this machlokes is, do you start Atachan or Adam Da'at and Malan and Enish Bina, Atachan and Tomer and Malik and Esrech, or do you start Atachan and Tomer, the Brach becomes Atachan and Tomer. So I don't know if you're not mind to say over here, but L'chair, when you look at this Rabbi Elayna, he claims, Rabbi Elayna claims, taking these two in to the Shavon in mind, when you say Yalav Yavoy in Ritzei, L'chair, that's an insert. It's a Haskara, that the Rishonim call Shavon Tov, it's a Haskara. An insert in the middle of a Brach of Insert. When you say the same Talmud, that's not a Haskara. That's an integral part of the Mitzvah of Brach. The same Talmud, the Kama, 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 you know. Brach Aleinu, it's a Shavon Tov, coming into us, and we'll tell you the same Talmud, the Brach of Insert. Now, that's part of the sentence, one of the part of the Tiger. The essential part of the Tiger. What's the story with Abdullah? Is that part of the actual Mitzvah of Brach or is it an insert? So that when you get a claim, but that's the Paris and the Gemara's Kash. When you say the ancient answer, you have to abridge every bracha, and you only abridge it by taking the essential, crucial parts of the bracha. So the same time, there is a crucial part of the bracha, Baruch Aleinu, in the winter time. The only problem is that's a good true day. So that's a technical problem. That he says, Havdol, and Chen, and Atan. That's not an integral part of the bracha. That's an insert. So this is what he means. It's the definition of the Reishman Esrei to give it a Greek form, so you certainly have to eat out the insert. You don't even say the Olmos HaRabyoche. You can't give one wrong in the middle of having anger. You're going to have one bracha b'shem Musa, and the other are going to be the Kitzit. You can't do that. The nature of the Shemana Esther of having anger has to be in the Reishman Esther. It has to be in the Bichkol. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonan claims is the answer to the Gemara Kasha. I was wondering, is that such a glass of But the shayla is, when you say Shemana Esrei properly, is the Havdalah an integral part of the bracha or not? So I feel that if you stop that, if you hold that, I'm going to say Shemana Esrei, the bracha begins after Chana Tadam Asa Sefer, after I'm done, after Sefer, after Sefer, and you don't say the bracha after Chana, you substitute it, like in Yitzhak Shrad, there are two versions for Berach Aleinu. Some are winter, and Ganson is within Yitzhak. So you also, I'm going to say Shemana Esrei, the whole bracha about the Chana, you start differently. From the beginning to the end, it's in Ganson Yitzhak. But then you can't say like Rabbi Yaila. You can't say his answer. But you can say more as Rabbi Yaila, because each phrase in Habenenu takes the place of Abwacha. So when you put in that, phrase of Abdullah, it sounds like you're putting in an extra Abwacha, because you don't, there is no 30 words, there's only a phrase of each Abwacha. So this is an extra phrase, it's just like you're putting in an extra Abwacha. That's how the Labush understood the Rabbi Yaila. If you look on the bottom of the Rosh, the Tesis Yonkut has the Oris, and Madani Yonkut has the Tesis Yonkut on the bottom of the Rosh. So on our Gemara, Madani Yonkut quotes the Rabbi Yaila, and then he quotes from the Labush, or Mat Chayach, he always quotes the Rami, the Labush understood the Rabbi Yaila like you're saying. Not that there's any element to say that the Havdalah is not an integral part of the bracha and therefore doesn't belong in Havinei. That's the Bistur understanding, that in the Kitzur of Havinei, that's what they say regarding the Ein Sholesh. When you say the Aramithia, when you say Aramithia, you can only include those things that blend in to the bracha. Whatever doesn't blend in to be part of the bracha, can't belong over there. Whatever is just an insert, can't belong. Just so they have Azar types. So the Lazush does not understand what any other thing like this. He has a whole bit of Mishnah the way he started to say. He says that if you allow the person to say Havdalah and Havneinu, then people will think that it's a separate bracha. But people will think that when you got in Shemana Esrei, that when you bracha Shemana Esrei, the long version, then it will be like a Rabbi Akiva, like a Chayyim, and one bracha for Havdalah, separate bracha. it's passing in a nothing very good, so to speak. It will come out a mixture of a sakola if you allow the insertion of Havdalah in Arinenu, which may mislead some people into thinking that Havdalah is really a bracha of this Pishnei Asma. So long realize that it's really part of the same bracha because there's too many phrases to represent one bracha. It's just that it may come out a mistake. That's why the Rebush understood Rabbi Yonah. The one should understand Rabbi Yonah differently, that what he meant to say was, as we explained, that Havdalah is really an insert. That's in Pashtus, that's what he meant. Havdalah is really an insert in the block of Asakhani. It's not a difficult part of the block. And that's only when the Ashraf Nes Havdalah, when Masak and Avinenu, you can only include in Avinenu a kitzur, a tamtzit of the essence of the block. The inserts don't belong in Avinenu. And the Chayyim Moed is a problem with Yalav Yavon. We'd say to the end of the sentence, he said, Yalav Yavon, and say, there won't be a problem.
What is the basis
to saying that the thing you want to talk about is that you both confuse a talamot that you make in a talamot?
Oh, so the basic of the law, why is it more
confusing in the other? When the Rishonim explain the following, they say, when a person is saying, and then he starts there to say, so the same law of Lehi Hazan, Kabir, and Tobacco, he will probably remind himself before he gets to the Hasim of Tahrir. Even if he forgot it, that in Avinenu, everything goes so fast. He says, by the time he's going to remind himself, it'll already be gone, all the way to the end. Then he has to remember to go back a few lines and say the same kind of month, and then from there on, but that's what the Gemara says, also the treatise. Whenever the block is longer, so he has more of a chance to remind himself before the end of the block. And I let everything is so short, if he forgets, it'll be too late to make it up. That's why Rishon has translated the words of the Gemara. How about the Shudeh?
Did they have to put it into a bracha? Could they have just put the thing in by sustaining the few lines without putting it into a bracha? In between bracha?
You should miss it in text. Well, you should say... For a tefillah that has eight brachas.
No, but what I'm saying is, it didn't fall into a bracha. So you can add, let's say, you have all the Friday night, right? So you have a Zimah Shemayim, things like that. So you have a paragraph by himself, which I think that didn't go to another bracha.
Right.
So why can't you do the same thing with the Zimah Shemayim in the kosher
poem? No, no. Never, if a person didn't say, then it's a bracha matzah. But the original takhansha, anshakta sagdara was to say, I've done the tefillah. And Abdullah Lakas, and then it's a comment that you should not just say Abdullah this thing in the middle of the thing.
Okay, so assume that all Rashi is, assume you didn't say it with a bracha. Rashi and Lakas at the end.
You won't say it with a Shem Lakas.
No, but we say it into a bracha which we finish with a Shem Lakas.
Right.
So is that important? Or could it have just said, you could have said it in the Shmonash without the
Shem Lakas. In the Shmonash, but it's in the right place in the Shmonash. The right place is...
So what would happen if you were to put down by Atochane and then go on to Atochane, you know what I'm saying? Say right up to Kerala Kadosh, Hashem is Hashem out of the Kerala Kadosh, and then say Atochane.
Right,
that would be my
fashion.
Could
he mark his fashion, then he would answer. So that's the question, what's the answer? That's the answer. So the Rashbot says, don't bother figuring out an answer because we don't pass from Hashimura. He says when you get to the next line, Rabbi Baba, we pass and you can't say, Abedin Amit Hashem. The dinner that it is good. But the Rashbot himself admits that all the other Paskin, all the Gaiman, and all the Rishonim don't agree with him. So that's the question, what's the answer? to that Benny Yainer gave an answer. So the simple reason is we went to that Benny Yainer. The simple reason of that Benny Yainer is that Ato Chanan Tono is an insert in the bracha, and inserts don't have any place in Hamineh. But not everybody would agree to that. There seems to be thought no, that Ato Chanan Tono is not an insert. It's integral with Sakha Bracha. It's Mamish. You don't start Ato Chanan. You start Ato Chanan Tono. The bracha begins with the word Ato Chanan Tono. So then you have to read the Rabbeinu Yainer. You have to learn Pshat, or you say, in a different answer, like the Ramush said, the Pshat. We are afraid, like you will explain. We are afraid that you'll say too much and represent every bracha of the 13 little brachas of Shemana Atrei. It's so good as to be in one phrase. You're going to have two phrases. For Ato Chanan, people will think that they're two different brachas. And one is going to say the wrong form of the Shemana Atrei may say Havdalah is a separate bracha. That's what that Kiddush Shita, and that's Shemai Talacha. So because we are afraid that this will mislead people to thinking that Talacha is like Rav Akiva, that's why we don't allow you to say. Sounds like a shere zam, what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe has very safer. The Rebbe, they only disagree. All the time, never disagree with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe came to explain their reason for the Dinah and the Shekhanah. So instead of going back to the Gemara and the Rishayim, where everything came from, somehow, for some strange reason, they didn't go back to the Gemara and the Rishayim. They just took what it said in the Shekhanah and they tried to make sense of it in any way. And a lot of times, it didn't make the right sense. So that's what the Achrem were always massing against the Rebbe. If he would have looked back on the Gemara, he would have seen this and gone to a different town. Everybody always disagrees with the Rebush. That's what you tell about the Shah Yisrael. That he used to disagree with the Rebush so much. He used to be in the valley that the Rebush had died many years before. That was a Shemurim. He would always make Hashem be active with the Rebush. So when he was an old man, a whole bookcase of Kazar fell on him. And then when he finally pulled him out, but he commented that all of the story that he disagreed with, they all ganged up and they dumped him. And he asked Mechila from everybody when he was out of the spot, and he had Michael and accepted the Rebush. He says, I'm going to die now because of the Rebush. But they all, the Shabbatai wasn't the only one. All Achim, they all always disagreed with the Rebush, because he always has these things. They always gave strange reasons, you know. Very often, he didn't go back to the Rebush with the Rebush.
The
Russian and the Rebellion,
it's not
called. It's
how you own the name of
God in
the
Israel,
Solo,
you brought
them
to Sneha. Could be, okay. That's how the Rebellion read it. That's how the Rebellion read it. You can read it differently, that the only time you would allow the Rebellion was just by the family of Rebellion. By the family of Rebellion. So one could be, like what the Rebellion meant the other way, the initial attack, that to say something, to include a phrase, and Havdalah, it has to be an integral part of the bracha. So to say Havdalah would be implying that it's a bracha b'chiyasma, because as it stands now, Havdalah is an insert, and not a chayim. And inserts have no place in Havdalah, because in the kasher but in the kasher the text, so the first key for the first thing that goes out is the insert. And even after that, even after throwing out the insert, then you would throw out 90% of the text. Like a couple hundred you throw out the insert. That's a shayla. And then the Rebush read the Rebellion. Here the Rebush did read the Rebellion. Okay. The Rebush read it to Pshuto. It's a simple part about the Shereen. There is a hashash that people will be misled to think of Yunus HaKi. You have to worry so much. People think of Yunus HaKi. So that's why don't allow people to put the Hashver and Sam. That's how the Rebush understood.
And you say two of them separately. So the, that's what I'm saying. You can't do it.
Right, so we wouldn't allow that. No, because then it's going to come out that the first three brachas, the last three, and then one or two brachas, and then one bracha that abridges 10 or 11. So you're going to come out, you have 8 brachas, 10 brachas. There is no such thing. You have that's what you want, so either 7 or 18 or 19 or 9. And Hashem was 9.
But he couldn't say the problem to be honest. But you know what I'm saying? Aminena was
changed
to him. He comes to his brother. He's his brother. And therefore we can't change the text that we have in Aminena.
Yeah, Vignana says it is adjustable, it's just a problem of Asana Trude.
Right.
And that problem doesn't apply to Asana Kaine. So let's talk to the answer. But that's the question, so let's talk to the answer. And they gave this suggestion. With a soup shot of the Rabbinian. Okay. Okay. Like Vignana, actually, what's the problem? What's the problem saying Saint Arabat in the middle of the middle of Baruch Aleinu, in the middle of Habineinu, the problem of the Trude, he's going to miss it. So what's the problem? In the beginning there's no problem, in the end there's also no problem. So how do I occur either in the very beginning or the very end? So why not say the same problem to save the same problem also in the winter time to the end of Habineinu, right before you conclude Habineinu, the whole bracha. You conclude with bracha Hashem, right before you say bracha Hashem, no! Because the deal is that if you got to say the same kind of matter there later, you can be answered by including it. And so let's see, do that in the winter time when you want to say Happy Nenu, that's the Gemara Kashi, Mask Gemara Bashi, what's so difficult? The name of the Shemet Filo, why not say the same kind of matter in the winter time and Happy Nenu Shemet Filo? Because that's legitimate. Don't rap down Gemara Rabashi, you know Rabashi said the deal is, the person is davening a regular Shmonesri. So why is the Gurus Gishamim Kriyas Amesim? If a person forgot to say Mashiva Ruach Omoy Vira Geshem in the block of Machaya Amesim, if Mavir was the rest of davening over the Shmonesri, that's the davening. What if he forgot to say Sheila with Yuchas Hashanim? If he forgot to say the same Talamotor in Baruch Aleinu, the other thing is Eimach Diramo, so it's not the same as say Mashiv Ruach. Why? The Bnei Sheyachol Yavro B'Shameyat Tzilo. Because he can say the same Talamot on Shemet Tzilo. So that's the Gemara. Kasha, we'll leave out the next line there for a minute. We'll get back. So that's the Gemara. Kasha, why does Rabbi Bezalabai say we don't allow you to say Abi Name in the winter time because there's no way to insert the same Talamot because it's a problem of us. So the truth, you have to say little. But you just said in the beginning is no problem. If you would have said something the first time, that's not. Good, then obviously you say the last one is no problem. So it's not the same time as on the last one, that's acceptable. No, says, no, that's a bit of evidence. If you forgot to say the same time as in the timeline, then you say, but to tell him the Hapkhila to advise him the Hapkhila to say the same time as at the end, is not right. That's what my answer is. No, shiny. If you made a mistake, it's a different step, but you wouldn't recommend that one. Fine. It's interesting, this Lashon that Rabasi said, he said clearly a contrast between Mashiv HaRuach and the same Talamata. That's the Gersu that we have. Every Shem had other Gersu. But we have a Seirish. If you forgot to say Gburit Gishamin, Gburit Gishamin in the book of Asa Gibra would describe the power, the great powers of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So one of the great Kaiches is, one of the great Gburits is, Mashiv HaRuach Amar HaGeshem. So it says if you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, Mazmir HaMaitzai. In contrast to the Saint Talamator, in Baruch Aleinu, Eimat Nirma, to the Shafim Arvah, the Shemek Tzila said, why can't you say Mashiach HaRuach and Shemek Tzila? Because Mechurash Yaitzeh from this Gemara, that's the place he says over here, Mechurash Yaitzeh from this Gemara, the Shemek Tzila, Ay, Taisa says, we couldn't align, how did Saint Talamator come into Shemek Tzila? So Taisa says, to the Yom, the Kamad of Lamed Aleph, and other Lidah, that's the book. If you come on later, if you come on later, it's also. Shalom, I'm Tzila, the Shemek Tzila. You can add on whatever you want in the middle of Shemek Tzila. All the better often you can add on. So the same time amount, it fits in very well with Shemek Tzila. He said, why can't you say Mashiach HaRuach? The person says, no, that's not the record. It's not the Kashif HaRuach, that's the description of the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't fit in. So that's what the reason I read every time. That this Mashiach and that text in the Gemara. That's what it says the Seirish. The only thing you allow in the middle of Shemek Tzila is the record. Only personal needs to go. For example, Shesh Lachari B'Tal Beisho. Someone is sick, or should talk for their mind, and he's a Panas Yeshu, and he ain't seen it, it's a Bakosha. Yechei Shema, and the same thing, the same Talamata. I want the rain, even if I don't have a field. I want the farmer should get the rain. That's a Bakosha. Avo Haskara, but to say, Mashiv HaRuach, Haskara is Mashiv HaRuach, for Abdullah, somebody forgot Dr. Konantoni. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Say it by Shemek Tzila. The answer is no. I have to kind of tell him. There is no Bakasha. There is no little Bakasha. What do you say?
I'm
a little bit. But that's not really the Iker. There is a little Bakasha, but that's not really the Iker. the Iker, that's the question, is that the Iker or not? Does Havdalah really blend in to be part of the Bracha, in which case you're assuming that the Iker is about Kasher? How can it blend in to be part of about Kasher if it's not about Kasher? So they say no, like I said, the simple meaning of the Rabbi Yonah was it's an insert. So the Iker part of Havdalah was just a statement. Talking about in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a statement in the middle of Abba Kasher. But it itself is really not from Hashem Abba Kasher. If one would want to abridge Atach Anafano, somebody's in a rush, he doesn't have time to say, well, Atach Anafano. So you leave out the second part of that. But that's the shadow. Is Atach Anafano really an insert, a statement of Havdalah, or is it Abba Kasher? That's the shadow. So take the scene, says, Atach Anafano is not Abba Kasher, that's just added on. But you say at the end of the Tachan HaTan is nothing. You can speak about the Tachan HaTan. It's a Baruch HaMavdu in Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that doesn't fit in to Shavet Tzu Lero.
If you forgot himself,
think about the Baruch Hu. Eat your
Shema
Kodesh. Then he only broke that. That's the Shaila. But he said,
but
who is for Shema? No. That a person forgot to say the same Talmud. Even the writer said he has to daven over. Maybe he reminds us of the Kosher X, he knows that he includes the Mishnah too. Shall I bet if he's already in his bed? He's already vayta. So does he have to go back to Baruch HaRein, or is it enough if he goes back to Shemet Tzimah? That's the Machlekes, that's the big Machlekes Erishan. This is quote the Yerushalmi, and I'm in base with the wrong thing. This quote the Yerushalmi, and that's the Ge'elim say like that. The Rajba quote, the Omer Yerushalmi quote, the Ge'elim say like that, like the Yerushalmi does, that you only have to go back to Shemet Tzimah. If you forgot St. Alberto Gardelena, you can say it in Shnetzila. Now, if you forgot, you invite the Sugar. Why should you go all the way back to Baruch HaLeh, go back to Shnetzila and say that? And they quote it, they're right. Shulchan Aruch one talks like that. Shulchan Aruch, they say, it talks like the writer. Like the Rambam and the writer. That's what we're here. The Rambam, there's no writer on the Rambam. There's a writer in the Chidusha writer. The Rambam goes to writer, and the Rambam is mysterious like that. Okay, once you made a mistake, if you forgot St. Aruch and Baruch HaLeh, so there's a way to patch it up like Tashulam, a way to patch it up, by saying St. Aruch and Shemet Tila. Now that you missed your chance to patch it up, he's ready to fall right there. Probably by Ritzay, or Muslim, or Sinshon, whatever, now you're going to just go back to make a Tashlumin on the Tashlumin. So that's what they're writing in the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch passing that that's not allowed. Once you already messed up that tikkun, you have to go all the way back to Baruch HaRein. And the writer gives a mashup, and you can go later. All the Rishonim comes from the writer like that. You know, and later, if a person forgot to say, Atah Ramantanu, I'm a Swedish Shabbos, So the writer says over here, you don't have to repeat the Shmona, actually. He says the third line from the bottom. Rana forgot to say Abdullah, but then on that name was near Moshe. And they say, Abdullah, Wallachos, he can rely on Abdullah, Abdullah. So the Gemara has a few blocks later. What happens for the zoo, the zoo? He got to say, Atach HaNatano and the Shmona Esrei. So the dinner is, let him go on and say Abdullah. So he made a mistake and he ate before Abdullah. He ate before Abdullah. So the one opinion is he's not allowed to eat before Abdullah. He's not allowed to eat before Abdullah is not just like he's not allowed to eat before Tears, he's not allowed to eat before Lubas, for Mishnah, he's not allowed to eat before Benching Esther. No! Not allowed to eat before Benching Esther because he may forget. He may be a mitzvah, he's not allowed to eat again. You're not supposed to eat if you have a bris. The Abi Ben is not supposed to eat before the bris takes place. It says, no, you're not supposed to eat before Tigi Ben. You have the father of Benji. Like you don't have the Tigi Ben, you ate a class. And you can't find your bris. But normally, if you can put that Tigi Ben in the morning, most people don't do it. You have the so you're not supposed to eat before you do the meat. That's why some Hashem said the chasm doesn't eat. That's why the don't eat. Because they're the chasm, because they don't do a mitzvah. So they're not supposed to eat before they do the mitzvah. That's what says in the Hashem. That's the reason why they say the day of the chasm, because they're not supposed to eat before you do. That's another time there. It's the day of Mechilas Havayna. It's there for them. But there's this reason. But the Rishayim give this reason. I think they're like, hey, as long as the Rishayim gives this reason, because they're holding by doing the mitzvah, so they're not supposed to eat before they do the mitzvah. So not eating before Havdalah is not merely because you're not supposed to eat before you do the mitzvah. There's one opinion in the Gemara that Tzua made a Havdalah. If you made a mistake and you ate, you lost your chance and you don't say Havdalah. Nobody in his right mind would say that if you made a mistake in the 8th, you shouldn't bother to that tattoo. You shouldn't bother to listen to Kirsha, you shouldn't bother to do the Tigin Abed, but this is Iman, no! So how can we say Tawam, Imam Abdul? We have to not to talk like that. We talk to Tawam, Ibn Abdul, that's the Machlaikah from the last Eric himself. And Abdul said, we talk to even if I mistake your 8th, you can still say Abdul. But my time, why is there one opinion in the Gemara? So Tawam, Imam Abdul, if you're 8th, you don't say Abdul. So obviously it's a special Allah, but the whole essence of Abdul Allah is to be Ma'abdu, then Achim is the Mishnah, so Achim is the Mitzvah. That's the essence of the Nitro Havdalah Rakat. He already said Havdalah Batsila. So what did he do Havdalah Rakat for? How about he shaved the Batsila Tosh Havdalah Rakat? Why? So the answer might be, Kedela Havdalah, the whole essence of Havdalah Rakat. Kedela Havdalah, the Achim is the Nitro, the Achim is the Rishut. No, anything you eat on Shabbos is Achilas HaMitzvah, that's Chedek Shabbos. Anything you eat on a weekday is Achilas HaMitzvah, like you make in a serum or a bit, or something like that. Okay, long mouth is a stick around. This is the thing Mara has in the end of Shabbos that says, not the same Shabbos. So there's one thing in the Gemara that there's no more Abdullah. If Quran is the 8th, if Abdullah, he lost his chin, no use. So we passed the Nanulat, he's still the Abdullah. Why? So obviously, even though that was the Ketakar and Kachamim was, Kedewa Abdullah Achidus and Mishnah Sakhidus and Mitzvah, that there is also a Takonis to repeat the Abdullah like that. So you see that's all it says. But still, if you ate before Abdullah, your Abdullah was incomplete. Even though you talked in terms, he's not Abdullah, that Abdullah was Shemesh. So the Gemara says, first, is zero for zero, if you forgot, you don't marry to God at the final sense. So you didn't see Abdullah yet. So the Gemara says, you can Allah Zach and Abdullah Alakas. Then he forgot and he ate before Abdullah Alakas. So the Abdullah Alakas is not, it's going to be Abdullah. Still, we talk to you, say Abdullah, that it's going to be an incomplete Abdullah. Because the easier takana of Havdalah Rakat, we have to do a Havdalah, then Achilles and Rishus, Achilles and Israel. So since the tikkun, so to speak, the tikkun is just the forgetting, Atachan Antonu is the reciting of Havdalah, Arakas, and that tikkun is now done in an incomplete fashion because he was tired before. And there's one thing from in Havdalah. We don't follow that, but it's still an incomplete kingdom of Havdalah. So that's what he must have told the Zul Bazul Khazer. You have to go back and repeat the Shema Esra. So you have to hide on phone and now the Shema Esra. That's the Gemara. So the writer says, what's the moral of the story? Well, it's even like Gemara later on Lama Gimel. So whenever you forgot something in the Shema Esra, the Chachamim give you an eight how to be misakin it, you better make that tikkun properly. If you made a mistake in the tikkun, and you got to make a tikkun on it, you can make a latte, and a latte, a tlai, a gabi tlai, they keep it in mind, that's a tightness, they won't accept that. So the Rabbi says that, the Rabbi claims that the Tzadah Smar is the same way later. They forgot to say the same Tzadah Mat and Baruch Aleinu. So the world doesn't come to an end, half cup, when you get the Shmak Aleinu, say the same Tzadah Mat in the middle of Shmak Aleinu. They finish Shmak Aleinu, you're only holding by year or reluctant, and as a month after they forgot to say the same Tzadah Mat, so we have to go back to patch up the lack of the same Tzadah Mat. So the Rabbi says we don't allow you just to go back to Shemek Sima. To say the same Tzadah Mat, the Shemek Sima is like a tax job. It's a tikkun, it is not the same Tzadah Mat, and Baruch Aleinu. We allow you to be mistaken the lack of the same Tzadah Mat, and Baruch Aleinu by saying Shemek Sima. So now he forgot it in the Shemek Sima. So you tell him to go back to be mistaken the tikkun. That's too much. Now he insists. It's like talking to the new, Chazal HaResh, has to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu and continue from there. That's the right of argument. That's how we talk to the Shemek Sima. So the Gemara's question, why were they mistaken? That's according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's a bracha of Yiddish Bishmayasma. I don't know, Rabbi Akiva has that it's a bracha of Sheva, or is there another bakash, I don't know. But that was the Gemara's question, why were they mistaken it in the middle of Atakainas? So the Gemara gave the reason why. They fixed it. Well, I get a reason why. They may not have gone in. So that's what Taitus on the Rana points out, that it's really what it says before us in Agama, the way we have it against them. That the patch up by saying the same Talamasa and Shema Kaleinu is only for the same Talamasa. It doesn't work for Mashi Barua. You cannot patch it up. And on the day, Taitus quotes the Rishami as saying the same Rishmatsa. Rishami says, Akabachayna. Rishami has a writer that if one forgot the same Talamasa, in Baruch Aleinu, you can make it up by saying the same Talamasa, Shnei Tzuvah, same Zeru. So then Yishami says, nah, that's the same Talamasa which is so crucial. Because you don't start saying the same Talamasa until you really actually knew the Rei. Masha Baruch Meir Gesh, we start right away at Shmei Atzer. In the beginning of the Rei, you see. So nah, that's the same Talamasa which you only begin to say when you actually knew the Rei. And there's just all the divine questions. And in double later, 60 days after the Tzukah. So that's a serious part of the Shmoneh Esrei. He gives you a break. And if you do that, you'll say the same time, not in Baruch Alei, you can take and say, Shmei Tzura. So the Hakal Lechaimah is that Masha Beruach is not a serious, but you start saying Masha Beruach on Shmei Tzura. You don't want it to rain on Shmei Tzura. You don't want it to rain for a while, it's too early. So certainly on Masha Beruach, Hakal Lechaimah, Masha Beruach, we would allow you to say it. That's what the Yishan Bitter. The place is closed on other days. They're not sure whether the Babli agrees or disagrees. And the Babli doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't say it sounds like it's not acceptable. But on the other hand, Yishan says the Kavachayma.
Yeah.
So maybe it's Ruben Ne'elo. Kavachayma is a Kavachayma. So maybe since the Babli says that you can catch that the same time of Masha Ne'elo, and Yishan says the Kavachayma for Masha Ne'elo, the Kavachayma will not have to mention it. So that's what the Achayim say. You don't understand one place is not sure what the Babli says.
They're
black and white. The Gersa of that place is out. Others show you how different Gersa is, but they show from places, they have black and white as Gersa. But it says explicitly, if you got to say Gvurach Yishan in the Kriyat HaNesim, not Vir Mosa, you got to say over. And if you got to say the same Talamata, you don't have to say over, you can say Shirachal Yomar B'Shemet Tzimor. That's the solution, the Gemara. On that time, Chamon HaBasi says black and white. A contrast between the same Talamata and Masha Gvurach. And places on Haman Aleph explain why, because this is a Bakosha, so it's in Shemet Tzimor. The other one is a Shevach, so it doesn't fit in, so how can you make up?
How is this Nazir? What are you
going to
finish the ocean
after? No. Yes, he's still in the middle, he has to go back to the beginning. And if he already finished that, so he has to go back to the beginning, yeah? But he has to go back. It's not it, so we are in the United States. If you double it, I'll be in the United States.
What's the reason
for the description?
Well,
the description to Ari Hashem, the problem is to say over here, it doesn't fit in there, the Shemek Tzima. Yeah. It's not the Shemek Tzima, you can say,
any
miscellaneous. Yeah. It's not the Ma'akib of Olamach. The Shemek Tzima is a mocking for Bakoshes. But that's Abdullah. And Masha Baruch is not a Bakoshes.
It's a discussion.
Where's the Shamik? Okay, Shamik is the Seir Shnatzel. Shamik is the Seir Shnatzel. If you got out the Chanan Tanon, then come to the Shamik and say out the Chanan Tanon also in Shemet Tzimah.
Why? But
it's the Seir. That's the place that's explained within the Babli.
Yeah.
That's the place that no one else explains the Babli. Shamik, how's that for the Shechonah? We talk like the Babli. No, it's just any problem with me. It's a comment. Everything is a comment. It's all a description of Tari Hashem. It's all a description of Tari Hashem. Let's see if we left that group. I'm not time for my dad. He told me to work Shem and somebody forgot to say Masha Baruach. And in the left, the Asamation, Mazir, what you have to daven over. If you have to say Shem, the Bechat Hashem, let's say the same Talamata. And then Mazir, what the one, and then Shiach and Yomra. Bishamei Atzima, so we can say it later, Shemei Atzima. That's a big deal, and that's a big deal in Halakha Maisa. Let's say like this. David has a shayla here. Let's say a person forgot to say, let's say this case, the person is Laman on the day. Has a machlech, he said, I'm falling in the knee. The Ri Azakim was a nephew of the Rabbi Nisan, and his son, Rabbi Nochamim, was the son of the Ri. He was killed by Kiddush Hashem by the Crusaders. So the Ri Adam Achlekes was his father, Rabbi Nochamim, Adam Achlekes was his son. That's the din, a person is davening on the Shadish, and he forgot to say Yalaviyah, and he finishes the Brosh Azra's day, Amarav Rishkun also with the end, before he says, Maitim Anachunah, the month is just that he forgot to say Yalaviyah. So what does he do? So what does he do? Whether it's Leil Rosh Chodesh, and the din is in the end of the Perek, the last line of the Perek. So you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei for Dayoyim, and you would have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. What's the din? He didn't begin writing yet. He finished the Master Shemana Esrei, and didn't begin writing. So Rabbi Nachman came up with a Chiddush, that you say all the other there. He said, where did he get it from? That's the last status in the Perek, and Lamed Aleph, that long skinny face. And he got it from the Gemara Memtes. in the middle of the text, you see the parenthesis, you're coming up and then it says, no. That has a bit of summary inside in Birkhoff and Mosen, intention on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so that's the same itself. So that's the Seyal of Yara. Or even on the Shredish and Halamay, when you forget the Seyal of Yara, you don't have to bench over, you forgot Yara of Yara, right? And he said, what's the next book after? If the person forgot to say Yalla the Yavoi, and he finished with that, then he should come to him, Rav and Rav Hashem. I'm not the Shema for the sin, he didn't have that maiden yet, so he said Yalla the Yavoi, he's there.
Right there.
Or the person forgot to say, no, he just said with 10% Yalla the Yavoi. He said there. Let's say a person forgot Mashiach Baruach, and he finished the bracha after, Mechaya Meitim, so he says Mashiach Baruach, Lord Agish. I forgot to say the same Talamatar, and he finished the Baruch Hashem, and he didn't begin to Kabbash and Kabbal, so he said the same Talamatar, the Baruch Hashem, had done. Anything like that, whenever, Atachan Antano, whenever you forgot to say something that belongs to the Baruch, and you remind yourself after completing that Baruch, before you begin the next Baruch, they say the Koma. And really, the father disagreed with his son. So what are you talking about? It doesn't have anything to do with it. The Gemara there that says on Daphne and Pet by tension that an undermite is. And then I tell you the tension, that's another argument. That the Rosh in the beginning of time is called the Rav Yoh. Has that argument. Has the argument, Yom of the Yavah, you're supposed to say in the middle of a bracha. In the middle of tension, you say, Rachim Shalom HaSol HaShem Yerecha. You say Yom of the Yavah, you say that you say, Nei Yishalai. All of a sudden now you finish this bracha, you didn't begin the next bracha, you need a hino there, you say the same Talamata, you say Yahweh Yahweh, it's not in the middle of the bracha. That's what the Rosh in the beginning of Tainus calls the Rav Yoh, sounds like that. Because the Rosh in Tainus talks about Aleinu. The thing is, if you forgot Aleinu, there's a bright and a Mavik and all the Pichman out from him. So what if you forgot Aleinu, but he didn't begin to say yet? He finished Shemei HaTefillah, on a tiny from the first name. He said Shemei HaTefillah didn't begin with say. The Rabbi Yochanan says, So the Rosh quotes this issue in the first paragraph, and he quotes the Rav Yoh says, what are we talking about? That's in Gansu wrong. The Rav Yoh holds like the time of the Rav Yoh. He says it's in Gansu wrong. What's the truth? That's a benching. That benching is certain Bachman says, it's certain the figure. If you got it, say Yahweh, you would begin, after that later, they say a special Nusach that the Tanshik says, I'm going to want to talk to you. Baruch Hashem Osmo Shabbat Islam Israel and Yuchah Oved Hashem Osmo Shabbat Israel. He said the only time it appears in the Gemara is by benching. Why? Because we have said that Birchat Hamazon is over when we say, that's why you say our name to indicate that it's the conclusion of the Birchat Hamazon Deraita. I tell you about later with love Deraita. So since you've already finished the benching Deraita, if you say Shabbos or Yom Tov is there, you're not being lastic in the middle of anything. You finish benching the Raisa, and then you're going to talk to say, okay, I'm going to make another bracha after the benching. It's not part of the need. The fact that benching with the Rabbanim is not over, even with the Rabbanim, I said, I'm going to make it not part of the benching. It's a bracha that's recited at the conclusion of the benching, after you finish benching. So the benching is over, so you're not being lastic. If you're going to stay in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, the guy says, Yahweh Yahweh, in the middle of nowhere, the Tachah Hefzik, what do you mean? You can't say whatever you want, whenever you want in the Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to say, thank Talamot, anything Baruch Aleinu, and the Kavish Yisrael. There's no takana kachamim, so that's a hefsek. You want to say how many limitations should make, see what it says. It's a hefsek. That's the taina that they read. The reason the two tainas against the benachah. Benachah is ma'adesh on his own, that just like the Gemara says, that Bechus HaModin. If one forgot to say, say, Yalav Yavoy, and he concluded, it's better without the Yishalayim Amin. It didn't start at Tadan Eitim yet. So you say that, of course, Yishus Hayyim Ben Kaimai, and it's in his block and the next block, so he was ma'adesh the same apply for the Shemana Esrei, and the Rav Yavoy agreed, that's disagreed for different reasons. The Rav Yavoy disagreed because the Rabbi Benshin, the Chachamim, the Tzachamim, and the Mitzvah had a bracha. But even the Shemana Esrei is just going to say, not in the form of a bracha, that's meaningless. That's the Gom the Goyen, and the Zira Gwaharim, and I can't let the Ika time. You hold that the Rabbeinu Chanan is wrong. And the Rui had a different time against Rabbeinu Chanan, that it's a Hefzik. But Benshin is not Hefzik because he finished Benshin, but right. But I mean, the Shemana Esrei is there. So what do you do, Allah Almighty? So the Yerzeruah finishes off the story here. So Gemara Machlekes is the Rui and Rabbeinu Chanan are one time. So once, the Yerzeruah writes, once the Rui was davening in Paris with the Rabbeinu Chanan, and he overheard where the Rabbi Natan forgot the Yalav Yavoy and Rosh Chodesh. And he said it in between, so he didn't ask any questions, he gave in to his son. If the Rabbi Natan was uncle, as was the Rabbi Yochanan also, no questions asked, that's the law. So that's how he passed to the Shulchan Aruch. Like the Rabbi Natan in Paris. Like the Rabbi Yochanan against the Lee. So the Rabbi Natan was like, he's hit already. So my son, that's how he passed. But I'm pretty good, you have to go back to it.
Now is the time that Aninu will also be the same
thing. Aninu, the first thing. Finish Aninu at the Tilo, and if we didn't start it today, they should say Aninu there without a Hasim. Only Chazu says, without a Hasim, it just says Aninu. So this is a deal in Shaiva Nechon, that the person is davening Shmona Esrei, in the winter time, and he says, Baruch Aleinu at Hashem Azari, and he said the same bracha, he forgot to say the same kalamat of bracha. He said, Baruch at Hashem, Nevarech Hashem. And he didn't begin the Kaddish Lech HaKol. So he had an option of either calling to Rabbein Ochanan and the Rabbein Tam and the Kaddish Shukhrah, and he either said the same kalamat right away, or he could save it till Shanae Tzila, which was a little risky, because he may forget it. He could forget, because he forgot it in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. So he may forget to say it later. But you're not allowed to say Rabbeinu Chanan. So the Shaila is, what should he do? What should he do? Should he do like the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rabbeinu Tam, and have the Gomer Goyim and the Rabbi Yoni screaming at him and pointing a finger that you're not doing anything? Maybe? I don't know. See, the Rabbeinu holds it as Hefzik. The Rabbeinu argues Hefzik. The Gomer Goyim calls the Rabbi Yoni, didn't scream Hefzik. He said, you accomplished nothing. Since it's not said, the same time it's not said in the middle of a bracha, it's not there. So if you're worried about Hefzik, then you can't do both.
What if somebody said a name?
This is a Shaila. What should you do here? So that's the purpose. So the pastor says you should say right away. So we pass him then. We pass him like Rabbeinu Chanan. Why did you pass him? So we pass him Rabbeinu Chanan. So you say right away. What do you have to wait for the same time?
No, no, there was supposed to be the same thing. You should say right away.
Say right away.
No,
what if somebody said a name?
No, why shouldn't we talk to you just say where you are?
We discussed that, Charlie. The Shliach Tzibbumus is Aneinu as a separate bracha in between Roel and Rokei. Let me already finish Rokei Chodi Ami Yisro. The Rashi in Beis and Tavah Machlegis later on the Gemara bracha from Tzoy Tzayna and Tzayna. The Rashi says, you can say that out of order also. Rashi holds, the brachas and tzoyis ayla and seder, you can say them in a different order. But according to Rashi, when the Gemara says that when the brachas says in Rav Manalikin, it's accepted that the Gemara says in Rav Manalikin. That if you forgot them in, you won't teach Shmon Esrei, you won't teach the whole Shmon Esrei, but if the Chazi remembers anywhere, so let it stand in, let it stand for brachas, because brachas and tzoyis ayla and seder. The Taisus says that that's not true. Taisus says brachas and tzoyis ayla and seder means that you have to start back from off the plate. If you made a mistake in the middle, you have to go back to the very beginning. But you still would have to receive a bracha, we have to say aneinu and then repeat refrainu. So repeating one bracha and then repeating the shmona to say another round. So then the chazan will say aneinu, just for you and shemet shiva, like you offer say one hand of chazim. That's the place is there with an afternoon of the dinner and there's a speaking in Russian.
And then
we have
a taxation,
it's better because everybody agrees.
Yeah.
And to say it's in between Baruch Aleinu and Baruch Aleinu and Shabbos as well as a machloike. So that's the deal, that's the problem.
What would happen
to this? The deal is that we treat it like a scopic and we'll make it like a Ben Ochanan. In which case, why should we make it? We'll say it should be finished, should do the holidays. And we say, no, it's not a scopic. Allah is like a Ben Ochanan. How do you pass it? Well, we ignored it on the ground, we ignored it, right? And the Rabbi Yor, and Allah says that it is good. They can say right away. That's the deal. That's how it
is.
Okay, so that's an appetizing thing, an appetizer. That's not a first failure, that's in other countries of the world that have a dry season and it's not supposed to rain there. Well then, the Gemara says that if you say the same thing about them in the summer garden, you're not there, you're just the governor.
Then America, you wouldn't have the same one thing?
Because now in America, there needs rain, it's not the reservoir for natural.
Right.
That's a big problem. Why don't you say the same thing about them? The tour quotes that it's part of the rush never understood why they don't say the same time out there in Europe and Germany and France when they need the rain. So he says all the other contemporaries disagree with the rush. They follow the Gemara. The Gemara says 60 days after Kufat Fisher. So the rush says that goes on bubble. What does it have to do with Germany? What does it have to do with
that?
He says it was outboard and apartheid. So that's the shine. There's some later thoughts came. And I feel convinced that the Rosh's argument goes wrong. But somehow you should always say the same time about the Chosh and Shemesh. You should say the same time
about the Chosh.
The thing is too hard.
The front edge is wrong.
But the first is correct, right. But still, the Baruch Baruch Alein is not supposed to be for unity. So the Ikat is supposed to be for unity. Yes. But if you remind yourself, before you begin the next book, I think you can say it there. Can you say how bad it was?
No.
No. No, you can't start the kind of part of the Minash in that Sila. We pass them like the places, yeah, like the
copies.
The Atapanapan doesn't fit in at all in Shemet Silo. If you could add Atapanapan about the Honey Kim Silo in Shemet Silo. The same kind of master, you can either say in the middle of Shemet Silo or after completing Shemet Silo before you start to say. Yes. There is a time there, but we don't pass like this. We love that a time there. That in Shokhanach, no other Shemet Silo is okay. That is kind of the maybe this Rabbein HaKonon's board. That you can say Yalav Yavai afterwards. Maybe that's only Gizapi Rav by Yalav Yavai, which is a Hakkar, which is an insert in the Bracha. So the Chacham is on the start and to say the insert at this point. If you didn't say it, to say it right after the Bracha because you're an Ephesus. That's by the same time about the Bracha, where it's an integral part of the Yusuf HaBracha. So if you missed it, what do you mean you're not attached up after you finish the Bracha? In Parshas Matzah, we have the din of Soto. That the Gemara has a din in Masechet Sukkos. Malkin alayichud veinoytin alayichud. If an Eishes Ish is misyachedet with somebody else other than her husband, she's in violation of the prohibition of Yichud. And you said the right or something. You said the Rabban, Yichud Eishes Ish. And Hashem holds to the Pasha Shavinot, and he said, all right, it's a Malkin Malay Yichud. If somebody violates Yichud, he said, they get Malkin, it's not just to get Malkin. But I know it's a Malay Yichud. If the Yeshu Fish gets Malay Yichud, you don't say she got through a Bailo. It's not considered a Layla Tatsof if Hashem is in. So only a flesh of Dinah feels Jew is spirit. At first there was Kiloi, and it's followed not just with a Yichud. The Balatanya says, actually, with a spirit, more than Yichud. Yichud, let's say you're in violation of Yichud. There's a secretary in an office, and a man happens to walk in, and he stays there for a while, and the door is closed, and no one has to come in, so there's a violation of Yichud. So Balatanya says that that's not called spirit. Spirit means when two people walk in together.
Yeah.
That's all that happens, that one happens to be, the other one happens to walk in, and not be neutral. That's called Yichud, but it's not called spirit. But you have king and spirit, then it's a special, then it's a custom, but then your obligation, the binder, she needs the husband, he was cautious his wife to do it. And he wondered whether he's paranoid or not, whatever, if he wondered in his end, how this three is strong, and then she had spirit, that's come Yichud, then it's a special, then it's a custom, she becomes that threat by it. A special person becomes a threat, but until she drinks the Maim HaMarim, and if the Maim HaMarim is Nevada that she's doing in Sahara, then she's permitted to go back. So it's a strange rush in the Chumash, right? The Nitzma, the Lay Nitzma, what kind of a rush is the Nitzma? What does it got to do with Tuma? So that Chaim Reza writes in his Chubas, as the first Chubas, the Chaim Gamer, in the first Chubas, he talks about a topic paper. So he writes back, I got the Lee, have a Halacha in the Gemara, in the first Dach, and Lee's in the Chumash in another place, in the city, in the Kamer, in the the topic tune of the Shintalachic, the Tomei, so the Gemara says it's a letter from Sefer. If I say that we're only a topic, and Malkin Malay Yichud, maybe it's not a Yichud, it's not even a topic. Yichud usually is not even a, it's not even a topic, when I say it's a Yichud. But if it's Kimri followed with Stimer, then it's called a topic, you invite her, so she's not a topic, and the answer is no, that's a very tough topic, that the issue becomes a Tua Baila, and he's topic. So the fact that the Torah writes in Itmo is a remedy. Really, what does it got to do with over here? We're not talking about Tumah Vitar. It's a remedy that there's another case somewhere in the Torah that a Sosek Tumah Bishul Sayach is also by the Sefer Bishul Sayach. Bishul Sayach versus Bishul Sayach means either three people or rather less than three people. If there are three people, then it's a crowd, then it's called Bishul Sayach. That's the more definition. Only Shishim Ego here. If you have three people, it's more than called Bishul Sayach. So the Gemara says by the Seita, obviously the man is two people, only the man and the woman. If it would have been three people, there wouldn't be a Sefer Seita. There's no steer, but there's steer means nobody else is there. If there are other people there, that's not called the steer. So just like over here, Seita, Sefer, Kassar, Kassar, Kivadai, Seita, by Sefer, Kivadai, Bishun, Sanyaka, and also Kassar, Kassar, Kivadai. The Chachamim is right, so that's why the Chachamim Darshan the din of Sarikuni Vishatarata Sarikatame, but it's not because the words the Mitra sticks out like a circle. It doesn't really fit. The word Sakati Chitisha Mikra, that is the word the Mitra being over here. Well, there happens to be a din that she says there is Mitami. That's what it means. The Mitra means that she became Kameyot and she says there. And what if the name was Mazana Tatumi, the name was Mazana with Asian Krishna, where is the Shikhazar? What has the word the Mitra fit in here? So that means there has a shoot in Chedek Evan Ezer where he quotes a Rashi in the first Perek in Seta on Bezos, and he interprets as follows. He says in the Seta HaKuzari that the Navy can never know what the reference to. He quotes the Seta HaKuzari has a king, had a dream that Evan Ezer was free out of Masech, any retreat, so he didn't know what he deserved. So he had a dream that he means well, he has a nice, noble motive, but he's practicing the wrong religion, so he kept on having a dream and realized that he's the Nagar Abba Rizal. So he invited representatives of the three major religions of the world to present their case to them, the Jewish religion, the Christian religion, the Muslim representatives to try to figure out which is the correct religion, and he was convinced that Judaism was the correct religion, and he converted. And when the Kuzan, he got all the people in his country, to his kingdom, to convert. So the conversations that he had with the Chavir, so the Rabbi Rami, he wrote that the third time they did happen, so she said, the work was done. And now the third time they were killed by the Nazis. The Nazis killed the Kuzan, huh? Oh, they just did it earlier. You sure? Yeah. So the story happened, but the Rabbi Rami described that this is already his imagination. What the Chavir said and what the king said. So Rabbi Rami writes that part of the story, that the king asks the rabbi, the chaver, that you guys are really so religious and you're so orthodox and you follow everything that it says in the Torah. So, are you talking? It says in the Torah, all the words are from the Torah. You guys don't deserve from the Torah. Are you talking? So the rabbi answers back to the Melech HaKuzari and says, all the words of Tumah Vatarah are only relevant when you're dealing with the Yanni Kedusha. Because Tumah and Kedusha is a part of the factory. When a person is Tumah, he's not permitted to enter the Makom HaMikdash to experience the Kedusha. He's not permitted to eat Korbanos, to eat Tumah. He's not permitted to bring Korbanos, to be Makrein, to do Avodah. These kind of things. Anything that has to do with the Mike Hashemi. Anything that has to do with Kedusha is sometimes a part of the factory if the person is Tumah. But he says the rabbi told the Malach HaKuzan, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have them. Now we do have. That the Beis HaKuzan, they have no Beis HaMikdash, they have no Shulman, they have no Mike Hashemi, they have no Kabbalah, there is nothing to discuss. And that's why we don't even want to draw the words of comparison to the So the Abnei Nezik questions, he says from the Kuzari, from the Chever, from the rabbi, that the whole Indian of Tumah is in Tavli the Sashi with Kedusha. So he says, he points out, the other main point that the Rashi, in Sveta Zavrov on the Nile, the Rashi says this, on the prophet of Ismail, that doesn't mean, because when a couple is married, the Gemara calls it Kedusha. So the Gemara, the first doctrine, Kedusha, says, that's a Lishna de Rabbama. And biblically, he never signed her ever Kedusha. And biblically, he says, Harusa, Ishto, other Lashainim. The whole Russian, the whole language is saying, however, the Kodesh is the women of the Kodesh, all things are Mishnah the Rabbana. So Abner Mezer says, yeah, that's a Mishnah the Rabbana. It's a Russian that the Chachamim instituted coined the term, that the concept is a concept of right, so that marriage is a thing of Kedusha. The Gemara doesn't even say that. The Gemara says, a Mishnah the Rabbana, that's what I call the Amak Ehdish. That's like Ehdish, that's what I call. Shalashah Fishah, that's what I should. So Rabbanan Ezer says, no, that's the Mishnah de Rabbanan, but on the level of the Raita, there's a concept of Kedusha in a marriage. And if the Asia Fish is in Surah, there's a Kedusha in the Kedusha. The woman is a Surah Bala because the Ishut is now incomplete. The Sota has to get the word that there's a Kohen marriage of Grisha. It's a full piece of Kedusha, 100% marriage, except that they're not permitted to live together. But if a wife is Mizana, Tachan Zana, she's a Sota, the Ishut is incomplete. After they pass, that the Surah had a Havamina, but if an Asian fish is Mizana, the Ishus is partially disintegrated, and she'll be Mizana a second time, she won't be Chayim Nisa. The Baal Shem, he won't be Chayim Nisa. Of course, and I think the first one was Baal Asian fish when the Ishus was complete. So once she's Mizana, Tachan Zana, so there's the Havamin and the Sephora, that the Ishus is disintegrated. She still needs a get, when she still needs a get, So that shows that there is issues, but the issues has been weakened so much, Aramina, that there's no more Chayav Nisa. So the Sikha has a Russia that it's not so. Even though the issues are partially disintegrated, but it's not that much disintegrated. So that's what the Aramina is saying. He quotes the Rashi from them. So that's why the Chumash uses the term Benitno. Why the Chumash uses the term Benitno? Could have used a different Russian, is to be Meramit and the Tarish Mapadin of Sabbatim Bishitavda. How does the Russian fit in the cloud? It doesn't like a sore thumb. It says, no, not a sore thumb. Benitno fits in that the Nus is a type that is associated with the Kedusha issues, just like Tum is a type that is associated with the Yoni Kedusha.